Boeing commits to a re-engined 737. ATK celebrates a ribbon cutting despite NASA cutbacks. And ACINA attendees will take management lessons from WD-40. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, August 31st, 2011. Boeing's board of directors has green-lighted a re-engined 737 as an interim step to an all-new single-aisle aircraft, partially in response to demand from potential customers for something competitive with the Airbus Neo single aisles. The manufacturer says it has received order commitments for 496 airplanes from five airlines. CEO Jim Albaugh promises, quote, "The re-engined 737 will allow Boeing to continue to deliver the most fuel-efficient, most capable airplane with the lowest operating costs in the single-aisle market. We are working with our customers to finalize these and other agreements in the weeks and months ahead," unquote. The new 737 family will be powered by CFM International LEAP 1B engines optimized for the 737. Boeing projects that it will have the lowest operating costs in the single-aisle segment with a 7% advantage over the competition. A U.S. Department of Homeland Security pilot is accused of flying low over the Rio Grande River in an attempt to use the downwash from his helicopter to push two would-be illegal immigrants back toward Mexico on December 14, 2005. One of the men in the water, Carlos Delgadillo, a Mexican national, lost his grip on his inner tube and drowned, according to investigators. His body was found later that day near a bridge in Laredo, Texas. The Houston Chronicle reports the pilot, 41-year-old James Peters, has worked for Homeland Security since 1997 and has recently been stationed in Maine. He became a helicopter pilot in 2003. Jury selection was concluded Monday, and prosecutor Ruben Perez told jurors during opening statements that the pilot lied to investigators about his role. Thomas Berg, an attorney representing Peters, says his client did not lie, but that there was a misunderstanding with prosecutors. The indictment cites radio transmissions in which Peters told a Border Patrol agent he was going to try to make the individuals, quote, go back, unquote. Peters has pleaded not guilty. He could face 5 years in prison if convicted. Alliant Tech Systems is one of the companies hardest hit by changes in NASA's policy direction. But ATK got a chance to celebrate a little on Monday. The occasion was the grand opening of the company's new Aircraft Commercial Center of Excellence in Clearfield, Utah, less than 1 year after the announcement of the expansion. The facility serves as the headquarters for ATK's commercial aircraft programs and supports the manufacturing of composite airframe and engine components for the Airbus A350 XWB and General Electric and Rolls-Royce engine programs. ATK has received commercial aircraft component orders exceeding $1 billion over the last several years. ATK expects to add up to 800 future jobs in support of composite manufacturing in Utah. The Houston Chronicle reports the company got a Utah tax credit equal to 30% of the new tax revenue it generates, an incentive that could reach $19 million. Gary Ridge, president and CEO of the WD-40 company and co-author of the book Helping People Win at Work, will address attendees October 18th at the Airports Council International North America 20th Annual Conference and Exhibition in San Diego, California. Ridge is a leader of a successfully public-traded corporation and will provide airport officials insight on how to build organizational capability to address current and future challenges. The ACINA conference will be held October 16th through the 19th at the San Diego Convention Center. Pre-conference seminars featuring in-depth information on airport finances, operations, information technology, legal issues, and environmental challenges are scheduled for October 15th and 16th. Sikorsky Helitech, a Sikorsky Aerospace Services company based in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, has announced the signing of an agreement with Flight Safety International to provide maintenance training for customers in the Asia-Pacific area. The three-year agreement is the first of its kind to offer Pratt & Whitney Canada aircraft engine maintenance training in the region. The program will launch with an initial offering of 16 courses per year for maintenance training on four different engine types. Under the terms of the contract, Flight Safety will provide Sikorsky Helitech with training courseware, a graphical flight simulator, plus a wide range of training aids. Sikorsky Helitech instructors will be Flight Safety trained and certified. Still ahead, an Indian official calls for Air India to shore up its cash flow. Prince Harry won't be getting the A-Tour in California. And a tipsy woman on an airliner becomes the in-flight entertainment. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, August 31st. I'm Paul Platt. India's Federal Civil Aviation Minister, Vyalar Ravi, called Friday on Air India to stop flying unprofitable routes and improve its cash flow. The company, which is operated by the government, has lost money since 2007, when it acquired the former Indian Airlines. Ravi blames that in part on a lack of success in realizing synergies and additional losses caused by a 9-day pilot strike in May, which canceled 40% of the airline's flights. Dow Jones reported comments made by Ravi to reporters on Friday. Quote, "The 2 billion rupees lost due to the pilot strike has set back Air India further. It has to recover that money, and Air India can do that by increasing cash flow," unquote. Even before the strike-related losses, Air India has been losing 6 billion rupees per month, or about $130 million U.S. It is more than 220 billion rupees in debt, or $4.7 billion, and expects to take delivery of 7 new Boeing 787 Dreamliners in the next few months. When Britain's Prince William and his new bride Kate Middleton visited California briefly in July, they followed a carefully planned itinerary which included polo in Santa Barbara and charity fundraisers. But when younger brother Prince Harry arrives in California for helicopter training in October, his itinerary, while just as carefully planned, will be decidedly less ritzy. The Orange County Register reports he'll train at the Naval Air Facility in El Centro, California, which brags only of being a promising industrial area with two nearby border crossings. But the Register also notes the course will include a break from El Centro, taking Harry, quote, "to the Air Force Auxiliary Airfield in glamorous Gila Bend, Arizona," unquote. Back home, The Guardian reports that Harry has been cleared to return to active duty in Afghanistan once his training is done. Passengers on board a British Midland International flight from Moscow to London Friday got some unexpected adult entertainment. The Huffington Post relays a report from the Moscow Times that a woman on the flight started acting strangely and disturbing passengers about 15 minutes into the trip. The 39-year-old woman was reportedly taking eyeglasses from passengers and dancing erotic dances. The pilot returned to Moscow, where the woman was escorted off the plane. She was taken to a local hospital, and this is my new all-time favorite medical condition report. She was pronounced healthy, but in, quote, "a state of insobriety," unquote. And finally today, what are the odds? Craighead, Arkansas resident Stephen Lynn went for an airplane ride with his friend, pilot David Hudson, on Friday. They flew from Jonesboro to Memphis, and on the trip back, Lynn asked Hudson if they could fly over his house to see what it looked like from the air. Well, KAIT television reports that it looked kind of like a crime scene. There were two guys who just happened to be robbing the home at that moment. Lynn pulled out a cell phone and called his uncle while Hudson circled, and when the uncle arrived, the burglars threw some of the items off the truck and made a run for it. But they couldn't outrun the plane. Deputy Sheriff Philip Wheaton said the eye in the sky gave his officers turn-by-turn directions as they tracked the truck. Roosevelt Smith III and Joseph Peel, both of Jonesboro, were stopped on a rural highway and arrested. We're not sure what the odds are of arriving over your house on a sightseeing flight just as it's being robbed. But I'm betting the odds of Lynn asking to take another look down at his house during his next airplane ride are pretty high. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.